PG Money. I am here with a gaggle of fine looking nerds.
Did you say gaggle?
Yeah, and one woman.
How much is a gaggle?
Who, how do you spell gaggle?
Yeah.
There's
three G's and a gaggle.
I guess a gaggle
is three G's.
It's Google with an A.
Spell can't wait for next year's Maui Comic Con.
Why is that?
Spell can't wait for next year's Maui Comic Con.
Why is
neither
that?
Can Seven Sketches.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's because Trina Robbins is going to be there.
Yeah.
The godmother of underground comics.
Heck yeah.
It's because we have the triangle.
I need.
And we have the triangle.
And me.
If Seven Sketches is going to be there, I have to be there.
He's got
to
be there.
I gotta get some more stickers. I'm running out.
I think Swan and Joy of Joy Luck Pop. They got some. I think they got a shipment today from. I saw Seven Sketches getting tagged up in some pictures.
Nice. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
actually some pretty sick stuff too.
Let me introduce my crew tonight. Of course, starting to my far right, he is the godfather of comic books. He is also the chairman of the comic book board, and he also is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles here at 115 South Waukea Avenue. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Between the Sheiks with Daddy Leaks in the house tonight.
Hey.
Welcome, sir. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, welcome.
Hey.
Between the Sheiks with Daddy Leaks. Woo! Woo!
Times have changed, my friend.
Yeah, also joining us.
Yeah.
When we started this, it was like constant alcohol.
That was just Todd. And he's still going.
Also joining us tonight is our gaming guru. Up. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Format. He's in the house tonight as well. Also tonight joining us is the man who is the artist extraordinaire, the comic book artist extraordinaire, the writer and artist behind this great comic book called Disco Thunder Groovebone, and one that is not as good, Kukui Project.
It's a good comic.
No, just ladies and gentlemen, he is.
Thank you.
He's one of the great local artists. He is also
really
a member.
I like this cover too.
He's also one of the members of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. I am partial to DJ Kiavekani's cover, but don't hold that against me.
He did for the Japanese language edition of.
I know.
Issue one.
And I think that's I think that's prejudice. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, give it up to Todd Bernardi's in the house tonight.
Yay.
All right, Todd. Glad you can make it. By the way, happy birthday to your lovely wife.
Yes, Nadia, happy birthday.
Nadia, happy
because
birthday.
We know you're definitely not
happy
watching
birthday,
her.
Nadia. When you review the tapes,
what'd you get her?
She'll see.
I got her a Lomi Lomi massage.
Wow. Oh. Did you do it?
No, I just got her that so I could watch.
A Lomi salmon what?
Yeah.
Also joining us tonight is the man who is the that we like to call one of our movie, I guess you could say, highbrow movie
it out,
critics.
Dude, what?
He is also the owner of NowThisIsEntertainment.com.
You and can a new fan
him.
Of
oh, yeah.
Disco Thunder Group. I told you, right? Disco Thunder Group is an awesome comic.
He read the whole thing while we were sitting.
See, Todd?
I read quite a few pages.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
He looked at the pictures. He thought it was cool. Told you. Told you.
That's why there's pictures.
I'm totally buying one.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the man who is the owner of Now This Entertainment. Give it up for Aaron. He's in the house tonight as well.
A-Ron.
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 Are you still scared?
A-Ron in the house, baby.
Or do you feel better now?
No.
You're good?
He's petrified. Yeah.
He's going to...
Let's go.
Yeah, he's good. No, he trusts.
No, he's going to hurl.
Don't
this
put
is
your...
like, what, my fourth time, I think.
Yeah, fourth time.
Okay.
Also
okay.
Joining us tonight is one of the sexiest ladies on Instagram. And I'm not talking about myself. One of the sexiest ladies on Instagram, and she also has a tremendous rack of cosplays. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Night Darling in the house tonight.
Night Darling. Yeah.
I'm going to hashtag that. I have a rack of cosplays.
How much is a rack?
First of all, I said a tremendous rack of cosplays.
So
there's a big difference.
It's special.
There's like a lot of racks in that closet.
Yeah, there is. I'm telling you right now. And joining
racks
us,
and racks
joining us tonight as well is
two other dudes,
Jedi Master Kai Kai down there. I don't know. He's in a robe tonight. And the man who he's famous on Instagram for doing Mr. 1 Minute Movie Review. You can check him out on Instagram.
We'll give it.
He's gonna have a little time on the show in a little bit. It's Jaren, Mr. 1 Minute Movie Review. He's in the house tonight as well.
You can't see him because he's sitting on the floor and he refused to sit on my lap.
Refused. There is room.
The gaming guru.
You can sit next to me. It's fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there room over there?
Absolutely.
There's room.
Okay, I'm coming over there.
You can join us each and every week here at Maui Comics and Collectibles right here on Facebook Live at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can download the podcast at, of course, Audio Boom and iTunes and Stitcher. And you guys can give to the Patreon, to our NerdWatch Patreon at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. I want to send a big, huge shout-out to Adam Simon for hooking up the NerdWatch. He has pledged like $5 a month or something like that. So thank you, Adam, very much. I certainly do appreciate that. You are
thank
the man,
you.
Sir. Thank you so much. And he did ask if we could, as a group, possibly do a commentary, I believe, for a very, very bad film that he's choosing.
What?
I like it.
Yeah.
No, it's a 1986. It's called Stooge Crazy.
Stooge Mania.
And there's only three actual minutes of Three Stooges footage.
Correct.
But this man is obsessed with the Three Stooges.
Correct.
And he's in an insane asylum.
Yes.
Victoria Jackson's in it.
Yes.
Who's the main guy?
I don't remember his name, but I have seen
the
movie.
He's from Seinfeld, right? You've seen the movie?
I have.
Michael Richards.
Big guy.
Wayne Knight.
Jason Alexander.
Wayne
Knight?
No, not Jason Alexander.
Or Wayne Knight.
Maybe
Wayne
it
Knight.
Isn't Wayne Knight.
Wayne
Maybe
Knight.
It's somebody else.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't
he's
know.
The big guy.
It's on Newton. It's on his post. But
no,
anyway,
not Wayne
I have
I'm intrigued.
Movie.
I love bad guys.
Right.
Every time I walk into the comic book shop, you're like, hey, Tad. And it always reminds me of the way that Seinfeld's like, Newman.
You're like, every comic store needs an independent comic creator to, like, you know, lurk around and, like, hey, I left my comic on the shelf. I was wondering if anybody bought one.
Hey, would you like to buy my comic book?
Nice.
Jerry.
Want to send a big shout out to Facebook Live, by the way, who's watching right now. By the way, if you are listening to the podcast, you can join us every single Tuesday night for Facebook Live, where you guys can interact with us. Want to send a big shout out to
you. Have to have Facebook, though.
Kenneth and Mark and Dwayne. What's
so
up?
So run out and get that Facebook.
Spell and Jason and Chris.
All
thank you guys for joining
that
us tonight.
Have this thing that people are using
now.
To
We are going to be talking about a lot of things tonight, but before we do get started, Night Darling's in the house, and she's here.
Oh,
and here's
finally.
The thing.
I can't believe you haven't
right.
opened it yet.
Yeah,
right, I'm going to hold this for you while you open this. Now,
this is your gift from Swan.
Right, from Swan.
Thank
made
you,
by
Swan.
Joy right. Luck Pop.
By Joy Luck.
And thank you, Joy Luck Pop.
Okay, and this is for her. This is your Christmas
what do you
gift.
Think?
This
Christine.
Is my Christmas gift.
It's a
like,
Christmas
this is
gift.
Like, totally way,
it's
like,
almost
over...
Valentine's Day. This
is how
messed
long
up.
It's been since you've been here.
So happy Valentine's Day Christmas.
Thank
all right,
you.
So let's open
okay.
it up to see
I mean,
what they
she already
got.
Opened her Thanksgiving
yes.
present, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's
oh,
see.
My God. Wait, but I love this wrapping
there
paper.
You go.
All right, let's see.
Aww.
Merry
it's a Turtles. It's Turtles Christmas wrap.
I know. I'm so
don't
late
rip
on
it.
This.
Merry Christmas
it's collector's
time
item.
Day.
Yay. Whoa, this is a lot of wrapping paper. Whoa. Okay.
Wow, it's Bulma edition.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it? Let me see.
Look at that.
Wow.
That
it's
is
me.
Crazy.
Look
I want to see the front.
Cute.
It's
wow.
you. It's you at the fair.
Wow, it's you
at
the fair.
At the fair, it's my Bulma cosplay, and she made it.
Wow, look at those
like,
pics. Look at that.
Is
look
so
at that.
Amazing. It's so adorable.
What's on the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the bottom is always something.
Oh, the bottom is awesome.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
that's
my
awesome.
Gosh.
That is too
that's
sick.
Cool.
Look at
that.
Their attention to detail when they make the NerdWatch pops
thank
is
it's
awesome.
It's insane. So big shout out to Joy Luck Pop and, of course, to Swan.
Thank you.
The war chief.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking
look
that up. Amazing stuff. That is so
and
cute.
And look.
Yeah.
What's at the top?
Aww.
Aww. You guys are the best. I didn't even notice that. I'm like, oh.
All right, give
so
her this wrapping
cute.
Paper.
Thank you. Oh, my
so
God, I love
that
it.
Right.
I know.
All right, Christmas is over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, no,
finally.
This is great. Thanks, you guys.
Happy New
awesome.
Year.
Happy New Year.
About time
sorry
you opened
it
that
took
stupid
me so
thing.
Long. I'm sorry.
Can we start celebrating Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
No. Break good times.
Come on.
That reminds me of that Simpsons episode where one person buys Al Gore's book.
Oh, that's so
and he hears
cool.
about it and he puts his record player on and it's that song. And his reply during the course is, I will.
Well, let's get into it, shall we? Before we get into all of the good movie and video game and television gossip, let's get into the comics that are happening this week here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waikea Avenue. Every
can
single Wednesday, it is new Comic Book Wednesday here at 115 South Waikea Avenue at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Try to do it with a mouthful of cream puff.
So let's find out what's happening this week.
Yeah, like Chubby Bunny, we should do that.
In the world of the comic books.
Amazing Spider-Man 795. There's no good way to transition into the comic
books. None
whatsoever.
We're still trying to figure that out.
Why is the comic book guy from Finland?
I don't know.
Bane, Conquest, number 9 of 12.
Ooh.
You should like Bane.
I love Bane.
Because he's created by Chuck Dixon,
yeah,
a well-known right-winger.
Yeah. Love you, Chuck.
Did you even know that? Or did I just tell you who your favorite writer is?
Listen, he's my favorite writer now.
There's a couple articles I think you'd really like by him about him being ostracized for being conservative in
nice.
The comics world.
You would like him because his name is Dickson.
Yeah, you know, like it's
Chuck Dixon.
It's all that crying, you know, poor me stuff.
Oh, stop it. You know
such
it's
a
not
snowflake.
What? Nice.
Batman number 40. Batman White Knight number 6. 5 of 8, sorry.
Ooh.
Number We're
five
getting
of eight.
The third printing of The Batman Who Laughs number 1.
Ooh.
So people can stock up on that one. Black Lightning, Cold Dead Hands number 4 of 6.
By the way, how speaking of Black Lightning,
yes.
How's the series? Any good?
Reed Kishimoto?
I haven't seen it yet. Oh,
episode 1, I haven't seen it yet.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it on Hulu yet?
No,
we don't have
it
regular TV here.
Yeah, I was just curious if anybody has watched Black Lightning and if it was any good. I keep hearing it's good, but I don't know.
They have it on CW, but their app is so lame.
Nobody's trashing it yet, so it must be all right.
For those of you watching and listening, Tad Stones is in our Facebook live feed. Tad Stones,
different.
How you doing, sir?
Quentin gets hey. Hey, for no reason.
So,
I know. That's
so
what
is
we
Reed
do.
Kishimoto, man.
Oh, Reed's in the house as well. Tad, by the way, I am going to start that the group that you're going to be joining, whether you like it or not, which is Tad's. I'm starting
the duck
a group
fitter thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, no. That appreciates Tad's animation. I'm going to start a Facebook group that he's going to be a part of, whether
don't,
he likes it or not.
Don't do that to him.
I don't think you're
he
to do
really
that.
Hates when people add him to groups.
Really? You sure?
I'm pretty sure I've seen him rant on Facebook.
Actually, most famous guys love being added
Tad's,
to groups.
I call it Tad Stone's
without being asked.
Appreciation of his animation group, and he's going to be a part of it. That's what he said.
Appreciation
well,
of his
I don't
animation.
I don't think
he's
going to
block
you. You might want to add him to a Sexy Times group. That might be something.
Tad wishes you would just not mention him while he's in the. He wants a Facebook stock.
I'm sorry.
You've got to dial *69 before you watch us if you don't want to.
Yeah.
We can see you, Tad.
By the way,
what does that do?
Can I say this? Mr. Stones, I think it's a travesty that you have to purchase your own Darkwing Duck memorabilia. I think it's a travesty.
What? I'll send him a Darkwing Duck. That's,
yeah, that's what
up,
I'm saying, man. I saw he has a cool collection of stuff.
I'll send you a rubber duck.
Tad Stone is still trolling me because of my Trump vote.
Yeah, he's still begrudging you that.
Tad, I love you, pal. You're one of my favorite people.
That was
I've
like
interviewed.
A very memorable moment when we all watched the election
we
live.
We did all
together. Us, the Nerd Watch, with Tad Stones, James Savani, and Aaron Sparrow all together. And you, the lone conservative in the room, the lone Trump vote.
Yeah, right.
It was like me watching the Super Bowl this weekend. Like, I was the only Patriots fan. And the whole game, I'm like, yeah, 3 points, whatever. Who cares? It's the Patriots. They're going to smash them.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last minute, I'm like, what's going on?
Well, Tad, I think it's an absolute travesty. Thank you. I do think you should not be having to purchase your own memorabilia. But by the way, you do have a really good set that you showed us on Facebook. I thought it was very cool. Anyway, getting back to the list. By the way, Tad Stones is not in the Facebook live feed.
No.
So you can be anonymous now.
Yeah. Way to go, buddy.
Daredevil issue 598.
Yeah. Still blind.
Close to
what?
He totally is.
My bad.
You would think by this point that Tony Stark could cure him of his blindness, right?
LASIK.
Guaranteed.
They don't take kindly to cures in the Marvel Universe. Yeah.
I think that Tony Stark should get Vision to cure him. Vision can rearrange.
His name is Vision.
Yeah.
Like eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Green Arrow number 37.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Harley and Ivy meet Betty and Veronica number 5 of 6.
Oh.
Winding down on that one. Harley Quinn number 37.
How long before they like hook up together?
What?
I'm hoping
they're
one
already
of those
together.
Pairs die already. I'm just waiting.
Or if one from each of the pairs dies and then they just create a new pair.
Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy? Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah.
Meet Betty and Veronica. That series.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's got two more issues left.
Yeah.
5 of 6 coming out tomorrow.
Cannot wait. Fireworks.
Does
fireworks
Betty are like Betty and Veronica like getting itchy yet? Like, do they need a?
I better keep talking.
Topical.
Yeah,
cream.
Keep talking.
Infinity Countdown. Adam Warlock number one. The Jetsons number 4 of 6. Justice League number 38.
Ooh.
Mega Man Master Mix number 1. The Blank.
Yeah.
Sketch Fairy.
Man, that
number
sounds like
one.
A DJ album. Right?
Master Mix.
It's the Blank cover is coming.
The
out.
Master
yeah.
Mix.
Oh,
that's
oh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Mother Panic Batman Special number 1.
Woo.
Mother
Panic.
Yes. Yeah, you know.
Paper Girls number 20.
The young adults book.
I like that one.
Yeah, everybody likes Paper Girls, Todd. Not just you.
Mm-hmm.
Runaways number 6. Great show.
Mm-hmm. I have yet to watch it. I heard it's good on Hulu.
It's really good. Good. Watch it.
Check it out.
Rise of the Black Jesus Panther number 2 or 6.
Isn't that a great? That's what I was laughing.
What happened?
Jeez.
Nothing.
Terrible.
Nothing. Never mind. Right.
You guys just
Shadow,
had
a
Shadow and Batman number 5 of 6.
Nice.
Woo.
Spider-Man number 237. Spider-Man yeah. Deadpool number 27. Mm-hmm. Still going.
Still splooching up the city.
Spirits of Vengeance, number 5 of 5. Yeah. Star Wars, number 43. And let's
it's
see,
Webby.
What do we got on the last Webby. Page?
Mm-hmm.
Superman, number 40.
Still man splooch.
Swamp Thing, Winter Special, number 1. That looks cool.
Ooh.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Universe, number 19.
By the way, speaking of that, that new animation for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is crap. Am I the
oh,
only one
come
that thinks
on.
It's crap?
I'm
it's
the biggest Ninja Turtles fan in here, and I'm ready for it.
Everybody
Why
but
are you
Alika,
so mad?
Everybody
you don't even
Alika
like the
thinks
turtles.
It's terrible.
I think it's horrible. I'm sorry.
What do you think of the next mutation?
I hated it. I'm not a fan.
You didn't like the Power Rangers crossover
no.
episodes?
No. No. But I do not like the new animation. I think it's kind of...
You haven't even seen it animated. You saw four drawings.
I saw drawings, yes. Yes, that,
so
to be fair,
up.
That is...
Grow up.
Right.
Come on.
Grow up. I love grow that we're talking about
it's
animated
a,
turtles.
Hey, it's hey. A kid's cartoon. Grow up.
Hey, stop criticizing my childhood. Grow up.
Yeah, grow up.
To be honest, it looks fun.
Really?
And I mean, I could use all a fun right. turtles right now.
All right, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Brian Singer did the redesign.
I hate it. Venom number 161. Speaking of the Venom movie coming out in October,
great
can't wait
Todd.
For that.
Great
thanks.
Walking Dead number 176 in the middle of the New World Order, and X-Men Gold number 21, X-Men Red number 1. Wow.
Yeah, hence the poster behind us. If you're watching
oh,
on Facebook
yeah,
Live,
yeah,
X-Men Red,
hey!
Marvel Legacy, right?
Jean Grey,
coming, very topical.
Burn everybody to smithereens.
Absolutely.
With
she
the
is.
Phoenix Force.
She's going to kill them all.
Yeah. Lay them all to waste.
Yep, yep.
Who doesn't want to do that?
They're going
down. Hasn't she already destroyed the Marvel Universe once?
Just like...
Once, but I mean...
What
DC
was the planet?
Did it twice, so...
But didn't Deadpool did it, so why can't yeah. she?
It was just an entire planet she
yeah.
killed. It wasn't the
yeah.
universe.
Yeah. No big deal.
Was it Alderaan?
That was somebody else.
Oh, that was Darth Vader. Oh, I
think it was one of
the
Moffs.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Was it a Grand Moff?
Yeah,
he was Grand.
He was
I
a
think.
Grand Moff.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
He's a high-ranking Moff.
Okay, he's a Moff. Got it.
I don't think.
Is that it? Fantastic. Check it out here at 115.
There's nothing after X-Men.
Southwark Avenue.
It's alphabetical,
it's Maui Comics and Collectibles. You do not want to miss out. You guys can subscribe, get a weekly subscription to certain comic books if you'd like. Here it's Maui Comics
the
and Collectibles, 115 Southwark Avenue. it is Between the Sheiks. Now...
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And Paradise Video. Don't forget about Paradise Video.
It's Between the
Got
Sheiks.
Friends next door.
It's fine. It's
They're
fine.
Not a Sheiks. They're a Paradise Video. They're a video store.
Yeah, but you can't say...
They're a video store 20 years further in the future than video stores are supposed to exist. They are time travelers.
They are time travelers.
The video store doesn't rhyme with Daddy Leaks.
Sure, it doesn't.
I think they're very
out.
Grateful for that.
Paradise. They need to change their name to something else.
Paradise Freaks.
Paradise Freaks.
Daddy Leaks.
I don't think they appreciate that.
No,
guys.
They won't appreciate that. Well, listen.
Doesn't sound
speaking
right without
of
any techno playing in the background.
Paradise Sneaks.
Paradise Sneaks. With Daddy Leaks.
Weeks.
Right. Paradise Peaks.
Ooh, there we go.
So many
there
other things.
Daddy
you guys
Leaks.
Should not
yeah.
become a rap duo.
Yeah,
paint room buddies.
Yeah, this is like the, right. your writing session for raps would be like excruciating.
Murder. Oh.
First of all, it's not murder. It's smurda. Okay? So just
this
know
is
this.
Smurda.
Yeah, there you go. This is smurda. let's turn our attentions to the lovely Night Darling this evening.
I can't take my eyes off of her.
It's just too good to be true.
Oh, speaking of which, Lauryn Hill's coming to Maui.
Oh, is she really? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, she wrote that song?
Back to work.
I'm not going either. I wish I was.
Are you going to Primus?
No, I didn't get tickets yet. Okay. Thinking about it.
Who's Primus?
What?
I'm just messing.
That sucks.
They're like Lauryn Hill.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's cool.
If you like Lauryn Hill, you're going to love Primus.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi.
Night, darling.
Yes.
You've been a busy little bee lately.
Yes. What,
yeah, you've got to... You
I
have got
left
to...
out of this conversation.
I know. That was a little extra. Why don't we start with him first for once?
Let's start with Format.
Format, how was your weekend? What did you do?
I noticed is that there is a lot going on in the world of video games, and you never.
I know. I always want to like
it's like
bring
we're,
in
it's
just
the
like
end of the episode. There's like 1 minute left, and we're like,
first of all,
let's.
This is an adult nerd show.
How about this?
We don't talk about games here.
How about this?
What?
How about this? Lindsay, do you have questions for Format?
Yes, Format. What game are you playing right now?
Disney Emoji Blitz on the phone.
I don't think we're ready for that answer. Is that an RPG?
Oh,
what
man.
Else?
Are you still in WoW?
Oh, yeah, WoW.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly on the Legion app, so. I'm waiting
yeah,
for the...
You're definitely more mobile-centric as far as your gaming has been as of late.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It all happened because of the great...
And I was
going to
ask him about South Park.
I beat it actually twice.
Oh, okay.
I got two different endings.
completely different endings, but I was told that there are three more endings.
So wait, you got to beat it three more times.
Is that the fractured butthole?
No. That's the...
Someone in the chat said, "Adult nerd show." You have Todd. How adult can it be?
I have a box in the app that says "adults only," I saw Todd about to go through it. I had to slap his hand.
Oh my god! I was like, "Boobies, yay!"
Yeah, I was like, Todd, not for you.
You need to hashtag that. Boobies, yay!
Hashtag boobies, yay!
Yay!
It's right there. All right, getting back to. Night, darling.
Okay.
I'm done. You are. For now.
Thank you.
For now.
What's XP points stand for?
Shut up, Todd.
Well, first of all, the saying points after it is redundant.
I know,
so
right?
Don't do that.
It's like DC Comics.
So don't do it. Yeah. That's true.
That's good, Todd.
Yeah. How's that for adulting?
But not DC Films.
Yeah. It's true. There you
Detective
go.
Comics films. Makes total sense.
Detective Comics comics.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. So, Night, darling, getting back to you. You've
Hi.
Been busy. You've got Kawaii Con coming up. And you just found out you may have a partner for Kawaii Con. There's this bearded Holly guy that's kind of go with you.
Like, even if they were standing 2 feet apart and walking in stride, I would still think they were not together.
And my stride's way bigger than Todd's, so.
They're walking arm in arm.
It would be like a hobbit walking next to an ent.
She could be carrying me.
Everybody would still not pay attention. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Don't mind this.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you been working on? You're getting ready for KawaiiCon?
Just kind of getting ready for KawaiiCon. I'm really excited because I want to put out, I'm trying to get new prints because I take all my prints to the convention and that's the only time that I really sell it. So kind of just getting new prints in order, shooting new work, new stuff. I haven't been really showing everybody it yet because I just want to surprise everybody at con.
I really like all the fashion stuff you've been doing, though.
Yeah, it's been really
good.
Yeah,
like, well, I've been getting some, like, really amazing sponsors, Fashion Proton.
They're local, right? And some of those brands?
Some of them are. A lot of them, well, half local, half, and then they're, like, in the mainland and some in Canada.
Nice.
And stuff like that. So it's been really great. So I'm super thankful for all of the sponsors for sending me all these, like, really awesome, cool things. So
that's
I love
a nice jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know,
come in my
you
size.
Finally made it.
That's a nice. Yeah. That's a
it's
nice
a
jacket.
Stretchy material. I can totally fit it.
You
hey, yeah.
Made it.
Big yeah. shout out so. To Facebook Live to my nephew Paul is in the house.
Hi.
Watching my nephew Paul's in the house.
To family. How
to
exciting.
To my family. Hey, listen, that's my
right?
nephew, man. I love
yeah.
that kid.
Yeah.
He's my favorite nephew.
Oh man,
your nephews are cool.
Yeah, he's super cool. Anyway, so you got
some. Funny though, because every time you mention your nephews, I keep thinking of like a little.
No.
These are all grown men.
Yeah, like, so,
the thing that's disappointing for me is that these boys are just they're extremely handsome, and whenever they're around, it you know it really ruins my game. So that's my only problem.
I'm sorry, game.
Yeah.
I would think that's the best way to get women to look in your direction.
You stop that. All right. So what else is going on there? What costumes are you working on?
I am still, well, right now I'm working on Lord Raiden. I'm still kind of working on that because I'm such a perfectionist. So right. I keep, like, redoing the armor over and over and over again.
Is it the armor that's your hang-up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, it's just working with that foam. I've never worked with it before. So it's
you're
just
kind of, right?
I'm doing the EVA foam. Yeah.
Nice. And
so, you know, it's just kind of, it's a little stressful trying to get it to... There's things flying. So just kind of busy doing that.
Yeah.
Building new cosplays, shooting new cosplays. Hi,
Ty. No, I was going to say check the feed.
It's buffering.
Anyway. Yeah,
can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's fine.
Okay. Anyway. It's been.
They can hear you on the podcast.
It's been really, really busy. I just got done with United Royals. That was a really big deal. We did a huge car meet. That was crazy busy. It was nice to see everybody again. And yeah.
Good. So when is KawaiiCon for you?
KawaiiCon is the first weekend of March.
Right.
Yeah.
When is the KawaiiCon for everyone else?
Yeah. Because right, that one's for you.
Okay.
When is the one for everyone else?
She wants to go to the one with all the other people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to go to that one. I'm going to go to yours.
Oh.
So
SadCon.
Can I ask this about
that's mine.
KawaiiCon? I know it's cosplay centric, but I'm just curiously do they cater to comic book artists and in that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No. I mean, do they give you an opportunity to how can I put this? To show your wares, as it were. I know you guys aren't like front and center like the the rest of the cosplayers and such, but do people, when they come, do they take to your comic books?
There's
and stuff?
An artist alley.
Yeah.
Oh, there is? Okay. Yeah. Is that how? Okay.
You've never been to a KawaiiCon?
Not a KawaiiCon before.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of set up like the Amazing Con.
Oh, is it
a little?
Oh, okay, cool. I thought maybe it was a little different.
There's an artist alley, and then there's a lot of events. There's gosh, you're going to have to back me up on this because I never actually get to see any of the events. But there's like an anime kind of like library. There's a gaming center.
They use every single room in that convention center. It's crazy. Got, like, there's like a whole room just for gaming.
Yeah. I
there's
heard about that. Like,
tea
have,
parties,
and they have scheduled
fashion shows.
And,
yeah.
Like, yep. In certain rooms.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have like a concert after
wow,
after hours.
Really?
And
oh,
a
yeah.
fashion show.
Oh, there's like a hentai after hours too.
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? They have what? That every
like
year.
Everybody gets into a theater and watches hentai together?
It's 18 and over, yeah.
Wow.
And they check you at the door, and it's at like 11 p.m. or something like that. And they like discuss hentai and watch hentai and all kinds of crazy stuff.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Gross.
I'm scared. It's pretty interesting.
Wait a minute.
To see.
Wait. So you sit in the room with other people and watch hentai together?
Yeah.
It's okay because it's animated.
Yeah. So you're not breaking any rules.
Yeah. There's no. They don't even have to digitize.
It's not like that weird moment in middle school where you realized what video you're watching and there was only dudes in the room.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was something
saying,
like that.
Man.
But it's really interesting what they provide at KawaiiCon.
Is it a 3-day event too?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
3 days.
There's usually one or two people selling like hentai and yaoi and stuff too.
Yep. Oh wow.
Yep. And it's funny they put the little sticky
Aaron
post-its.
Nakahara.
Does he?
He sells yaoi?
No, when he says commissions, like he says his best money comes from like
the porn.
Porno stuff.
Oh yeah. My gosh, that's crazy. Did not even know.
It's so veiny.
I can't name the show that, Todd, but that's funny.
It's, why not?
I can't. No.
It's so veiny. Hashtag boobies, yay.
Yay!
Boobies, yay, maybe. But no, just, no, I can't do that. What? Anyway, Night Darling, thanks for joining us tonight. You've been, like I said, you've been busy. You've been making appearances at clubs and the like.
Oh, yeah.
Doing your car show thing.
I know. I have to... Yeah, do all of that. Yes. That's always fun because that's like a lot of my background too.
Yeah, of course.
So just a lot of fun and very busy, extremely busy. Con season starting up all over again. So I'm just like kind of scrambling, trying to get everything ready and put out new work and just kind of stay on top of the game. And
fantastic.
Yep. I know. So, it's crazy.
I'm so happy you had some time to come down and visit us.
Yeah. No, I had to.
All right. So listen, you're going to sit in because we want to know what you've been watching lately, too.
Yes.
So.
I will chime in.
Other than hentai.
That's my jam. Oh, there it is. It's like it knows. It's every single time.
It's sentient is what it is. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So as we all know that are watching and are listening, as we all know, the Super Bowl was on Sunday.
Was it?
And the Philadelphia Eagles trounced the New England Patriots.
I wouldn't call it a trouncing.
Well, Tom Brady their bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Anyway.
He was already a bitch. I mean,
yeah.
Stop talking about my team like that.
if you don't like multimillionaires married to supermodels, I mean, I guess.
Did you see that? Did you see how he was dressed leaving the game? The meme about it.
Oh,
Tom
no!
Tom Brady looks like a single mom that just won custody of her child. Because he had like a turtleneck on and his feathered hair.
Oh, that's hilarious!
And he had like little earphones and glasses on.
I will say this: I do feel that the city of Philadelphia did not.
They didn't handle it well.
They did not handle it well.
Not with grace and aplomb.
No grace.
But it's,
no
it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, sure it is.
And if it's not, they'll light it on fire.
And they'll light it on fire again.
Yeah.
And again, it's ridiculous.
But not before spray painting it.
Yeah.
How did the Beaners in Boston handle it last year?
I don't think you like being called that, Todd.
What? What's a Beaner, Alika?
Well, in Boston,
it's many things. And the first two I can think of are not appropriate, I'm not going to start.
That is a derogatory term in Boston as well. You may want to steer clear of that, sir.
Not really. I don't think Boston people associate themselves with beans as much as Todd would like to think.
By the way, those baked beans are delicious. Those Boston baked beans.
Oh, so they're baked beaners.
Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
That's totally
so
different.
So here's the thing. Super Bowl was the secondary event to most nerds.
Because the commercials, we got to see the Solo trailer.
We did get to finally. Thank you very much.
Very
good-looking
droids in that thing.
Solo.
That's
a Star Wars story.
That's kind of what made me most excited for Solo was the droids.
Now, after seeing that Star Wars trailer, I am a little more excited about
and Lando.
Solo. Lando, very interesting. Donald Glover is Lando. It was very interesting.
And Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. Does that count?
Yes.
Is that whistle-worthy,
yeah,
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, definitely whistle-worthy. A-Ron, my man. What did you think of the Solo trailer?
I was excited from the minute I heard Ron Howard took over.
Interesting.
Of Ace Ventura in Space? Is what it was called with the old director? The
Space Detective?
No, they said it was going way too off the deep end with comedy before Ron Howard took over and brought it back to center.
I like the fact that he is he's the bad boy of the galaxy. Like, they sent him to school, the best schools, and he wouldn't listen to anybody. It's like, man, all right, we get it, Solo.
Ron Howard's an amazing director.
He's James Tiberius Solo.
That's right, he's James Tiberius Solo. Exactly my point. It's ridiculous. But I will say that I was impressed by the... by the characters that were in the Solo story. I was impressed by the train scene. Looked really cool in Solo. What did you guys think?
I'm still not fancy about the actor, though.
We'll see. We saw him in the last frame.
He actually spoke in this trailer, and the voice was like, is this like prepubescent Solo? Yeah. Like, he did not have the deep bassy Harrison Ford, what the hell is this crap?
If you watch the movie Age of Adeline, the guy that
That's
plays,
what I'm saying, yeah, that guy was incredible.
He looked
his
exactly...
His eye squinting, his facial, his mannerisms, he looked like a young Harrison Ford.
And his
Ford.
Voice is...
I was like, get that guy.
He can make his voice just
like
his
Harrison. Voice was Harrison Ford's voice.
Yeah.
But it's not Harrison
they
Ford.
I wonder if they didn't have. I wonder if he
but
didn't have.
He doesn't have the gravitas to pull off.
Maybe
Harrison Ford.
Maybe Aiden. Maybe Aiden Einreich does
because he's more of a YouTube
that
star.
Is.
That guy.
Oh, is he?
No,
the guy that was in Age of Adeline.
No, he was playing a young Harrison Ford in that movie.
Yeah.
But they discovered him on YouTube.
He was incredible.
Yeah, he does impressions for a living.
oh, that's why.
Obviously.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's why.
He
probably wouldn't do well in acting.
Maybe we should do more YouTube stuff. Maybe we get discovered.
No. No, he didn't.
He totally didn't.
But did you guys like it? I mean, overall, though, are you guys more inclined to watch it? Not you, Todd, really. No.
I don't like how Chewie looks so fake.
Already? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You are going to love it regardless.
Longer, is that
I am.
Me?
She's going to love it regardless.
And we're just going to fight about it.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, but he's so cute.
This movie is sharply divided.
They?
It's either people are ready to go
he
see it or...
He took off his shirt and is like standing there in his pants.
I think Foreman has a good point about Chewbacca. I think it's interesting is that I'm assuming they want him to be a younger Chewie. That's why he looks more. I don't want to say.
I think
fake.
They're trying to make
he
the
looks
holiday
super
special
CGI.
Canon.
He looks right, like it's plastic, right, almost a little bit. Like it's plastic.
Like
he's
straight up, like rotoscoped into the scene.
It's weird, right? I agree with you on that.
They've got that George Lucas. They've got that Disney money.
Yeah. See, maybe they're starting to do it like Lucas again. I'm
telling you, man. Okay. Can you turn that off?
I think it adds to the flavor.
Because
there you go.
Hentai.
Because it's like Young Chewie and Dubax.
Dubax. Oh. All right. Oh, we sound far away again. What's going on, Reed? We'll have Kai fix the thing in there.
Is it just wiggling a wire or something?
Yeah, just pulling it in and out.
Oh, man.
Let me try.
Yeah, you try.
It's so veiny.
Other than that, we also got a...
check the connections along the line.
Connections. We also got the trailer for Mission Impossible Fallout.
Boo.
Wow.
My Superman doesn't have a mustache.
No? Wow. That's pretty crazy.
That movie ruined Justice League.
Boo. Did you not like it?
It looks fun.
I thought that the trailer looked really, really good.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it'll be an okay movie.
An okay movie. You're insane. I don't think the
Mission Impossible.
This is Tom Cruise at the top of his game, as one Aaron would say.
You're doggone right it is.
Coming off his brutal defeat from the movie The Mummy. Was that not Tom Cruise at the top of his game?
No. What we're saying is that...
Am I not the only one that loves The Mummy?
I think you're not the only one. I think it's actually a good movie.
Only you.
It's ironic that Mission Impossible is Tom Cruise's comeback movie.
That's why we've got six of them. Because he keeps going out there failing.
It's like, I gotta come back with another mission.
Well, at least I always got Mission Impossible.
I mean... There's another movie where they're hunting down Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
Another one.
I think what's interesting is that
Impossible 7, Duck Hunt.
I wouldn't be as interested if Christopher McQuarrie wasn't a part of it. Christopher McQuarrie, it seems like he's building to something.
Oh, yeah, man, like what has that guy ever done?
Yeah, right. Like The Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
So, you know? Did you guys really like the theme, the version of the theme that they had in the...
Yes!
What? So, did you like the Fred Durst version when that one was out? I'm just trying to get a baseline of where your musical Mission Impossible theme song
you
tastes
are. You do not like the version
at.
Of Mission Impossible that's in the movie now?
I know why you want to hate me. Yeah, because
okay,
it's Mission Impossible. Watch it.
I thought you were talking about the actual theme.
Yeah, I'm talking about the theme in the car.
In the trailer? That sucked. I'll agree.
All right,
that sucked. Yeah, no doubt. I completely agree with you. Okay, anyway, I thought it looked really good.
At first, I did think it was the Limp Bizkit version, and I was like, are you serious?
How come Simon Pegg is in Star Trek, Star Wars, and Mission Impossible?
Because he's...
Not that guy. Like, he found a back door into every franchise.
He has found a back door into every franchise. It's a smart move on his part.
That guy's going to be running Hollywood soon, as long as he's not touching any ladies.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not a woman, and women are going to be running Hollywood pretty soon if things don't get... cool down.
Well, let's not digress.
All right, let's not digress. Mission Impossible Fallout does look really good. I think Henry Cavill looks
awful.
Stop it!
Hideous.
You're horrible.
He looks like he looks like a low budget porn star.
Wow. You know what? All right, that's a fair assessment. That is definitely a fair assessment.
Is he British in the movie?
Yes. No, he's not British. I don't think.
No, he's American. American. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can tell by the mustache.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and he works for the CIA.
I was going to say it was his posture that gave it away.
Pull it in and out. It's fine.
His posture.
That's how you can tell someone's British.
Just know his that Mission Impossible 6 is the reason why. Is the reason why Superman had a mustache.
It's true.
So it's true.
Yeah, we covered that already.
Yeah, so.
That's why the movie automatically is going to suck.
That's what I said.
I don't know. I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a lot
better. Okay, because poor Kai is like hunched over.
Hunched over. Let's see. It's being recorded. I don't know. We may. It's not a. Check it down the line.
The cord's not. It says. It sounds like it's being recorded on the camera.
It
that's
probably
why.
Is. What's up? Yeah, that's why they said it's not. It's still not good. So don't worry about it.
That's all right.
Yeah, no worries.
It's still recording.
It's probably down the cable down there. It's fine. Anyway, I can't stop the recording now because I'm recording here on the.
Thing, don't so stop. Believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, Fallout. I think looks really good.
Video game?
No.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible Fallout.
Fallout 4
very good.
Was dope.
Apparently, this is going to be this is
New
this
Vegas
is,
was dope.
New Vegas.
This is going. This is becoming something. So we'll see. And this will last as long as Tom Cruise is alive.
I went off when I saw the trailer.
You liked it?
I think Christopher McQuarrie is like reinventing it, like how Martin Campbell reinvented Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first one
or ruined it.
Yeah. God. Do you know? To be fair, I you're right because I hated GoldenEye. I still do to this day.
Wait.
Wow. Why?
Well, wait,
I just didn't know
such
that.
A good game.
I didn't know that Jason Bourne was in GoldenEye.
He said Martin Campbell. He said that he reinvented James Bond.
Oh, from the Casino Royale era.
Oh!
You know what I mean?
Oh!
It kind of.
Oh, so he doesn't know what you mean.
No, I don't know what you mean now.
Yeah, Martin Campbell, James Bond, Casino Royale.
Pierce Brosnan. GoldenEye,
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. There's no Jason Bourne there.
Didn't Martin Campbell do GoldenEye?
Yeah,
he did, right?
And Casino.
Yeah, because I hated.
Should have sat on my lap, Darren.
McQuarrie did Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation,
the last one, and he made it more towards like De Palma's Mission Impossible,
right?
More about the techie thriller spy thing, and now he's throwing in the action again, like how John Woo.
I liked all the Mission Impossible movies. I thought they were all good. I enjoyed
the J.J.
Abrams one. I liked.
That one's the best.
Campbell's
one,
soup
honestly.
Is delicious.
You same.
That one and Ghost Protocol. Good.
Ghost Protocol for me is good. The best. Ghost Protocol.
Because J.J. Abrams tried
best.
To tell the backstory.
When is Michael Bay going to get a Mission Impossible? He needs to get a crack at
first
this.
Of all, what,
I,
first of all,
which I wish that
because
would happen,
Bay.
One could only hope.
I wish that would happen.
I mean, I think that Michael Bay
I know that Michael
producing
Bay
a Zack Snyder
Limp Bizkit
Mission Impossible. For
but
sure.
Then Michael Bay would replace Tom Cruise with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I know you want to hear me. Because I'm Mission Impossible. That's
Mission
my name.
Impossible, yeah.
With the chainsaw.
Me, Mario.
But this is like the most stunts Tom Cruise has ever done.
Tom Cruise like, broke his ankle on that that jump from building to building.
No more scenes where he's running?
Yeah, it's the one where he's running.
No, he still did it with a broken ankle.
With a broken ankle, yeah.
Must be a really tough stunt.
It's all that Scientology.
He didn't break his whole
that's
face and body.
You wish it all away. It's all part of your reactive mind. You have to remember that.
No. That's the Baptist.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's not?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
Absolutely not. Any other trailers we missed before we move on from...
Black Panther, Infinity War.
Skyscraper. But
Skyscraper.
Whatever. Skyscraper.
Which looks like a better action movie than Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
How dare you? Did you watch this, the trailer for Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh, yeah. You mean Rock's Die Hard?
Yeah, where he's the amputee.
That was his thing.
That's pretty awesome.
It's Rock's Towering Inferno.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet that at some point he replaces his prosthetic leg with an axe or something?
It better be
and
a
just kicking people in half.
It better be a machine gun.
Like
that'd be
Terror.
Awesome. Like Planet Terror. Yeah. Skyscraper. Skyscraper looks like a lot of fun. It looks ridiculous, and I think it's going to be fun in all the right ways.
It's going to be fun the way that Rampage won't be.
Stop it. I think Rampage is going to be fun.
Rampage
too.
Is going to be the serious rock movie we get this year.
Yeah. And it's going to be good. I'm telling
if
you right now.
I have to watch either one. I watch Skyscraper first.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Also, we also got, like you said, Infinity War, which I think we've seen already, right? Was there any new footage in that one?
Yeah, all kinds.
A little bit, right? And then,
well, at this point, I might as well fix the audio.
You can give it a shot. You're done. You're right there. So I thought Infinity War looked all right. Not too bad. But now that everybody's now that there's a mic free and Jaren is here, there was a huge, huge Super Bowl announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaren joins the show. He's here really quick, so he can talk about. He's going to talk a little bit about an exciting announcement courtesy of Netflix during the Super Bowl. Not only did they run the trailer for the third Cloverfield film,
nobody saw it.
That's right, because
I saw it.
It's officially on Netflix.
I saw it,
and Jaren and Alika and Gannon
actually,
all
I saw
watched
most
it.
Of it. I didn't see all of it.
So
I liked what I saw, though. A lot
now,
more than the other ones.
Jaren, this was an amazing announcement from Netflix. That was a really coup, a real coup for Netflix to get everybody excited for the movie.
Did you say coof?
Hey, guess what? You're going to watch it tonight. Goof.
Does it come from the front?
Such a dork. So, Jaren, sir, of Mr. 1 Minute Movie Review, what'd you think of the film?
I thought it was okay.
Man, really?
I thought it was okay.
Oh, disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to hate it. No,
what did you think of that scene where the guy's arm? Come on, that was cool.
I thought that was pretty funny, but at the same time, really silly.
I don't know. I like that.
Well, Chris O'Dowd was like the best person in that movie. Yeah. Everybody else
is that
like,
the actor who had that?
The one who lost his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And otherwise, you're like, oh, that person's in that movie. You know, in here, that person's in there.
Daniel Brühl.
Yeah. He was so underutilized, though. Like, you know, he looked like the captain and whatnot, and then he, like, had, like, this whole agenda, and he takes charge, but then he's not really, like, he's not really the scene stealer.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think does it weave its way into the Cloverfield mythology at all really, really well, or what do you think?
Wait, are we doing spoilers?
You know what? Try and keep it as spoiler-free as you can.
Okay.
It's only because he hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. So it does.
It's true.
And he has an opinion about everything.
So it weaves it. It does kind of weave its way into one somehow. The problem is that if you watch one, like with the whole camera, you know, POV feature, mm-hmm. you know, it is labeled at 2008. We are dealing with the fact that this one is taking place in the year 2028. So there is like a time frame continuity, and some people have argued like, oh, but it's the whole time paradox thing. I was like, not this one.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Junction.
Yeah, maybe it could have been that. Anyway, so what was that? So what did you think overall? Do you think it's good enough, or what's the deal?
I don't know. It feels like a lot of influences to other sci-fi movies. So like, you know, if you know Event Horizon, Alien, Life, all that kind of stuff, like it plays out the same thing as everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
What about never mind.
You go.
No, what I want to know is that as good as 10 Cloverfield Lane was, does this curtail into another Cloverfield film? That's what I'm curious about.
They could go on. They don't have
it. It's all found footage.
Oh, no. Only the first one's found footage. This one
right,
is kind
but
of
every,
on its own.
Every Cloverfield film
right.
can, from this point on, be found footage.
That's an interesting point. Could they do that with that's from this? Could they curtail off into
like
that?
Like how far into the future is it?
Yeah.
2028.
Wow.
So there's no handycams by then? It's so, done away with digital phones.
So wait a minute. So
20 years since the first one?
Okay. So are we saying that in the very first one it's 20 so then that means it's 2028 when we hit the first one?
So that's kind of the thing that I found as a continuity error is that what do you call it? The first one took place in 2008.
Yeah.
And this one is taking place in the year 2028. And like for some strange reason it tries to weave its way with one. And it doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay.
So is that what makes it the paradox?
I thought about that, but then same again. I was like, they're
they
not really
it wrong. There's like, two ducks in the movie.
Okay, got it.
They're not going back in time, and they're not going into the future. They just have like different like.
That should be the name of the episode.
Right. It's paradox. A different dimension. They're like everything's all happening at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Now, where would you put this? Do you think it's good enough to be better than 10 Cloverfield Lane? Do you like the Cloverfield series? Where, what do you?
I like the first two are so much better than this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Like, okay. I appreciate like the set design. Like, it has like that old school like old sci-fi like space station feel and the sort of creepiness
that.
To it.
That's what I liked about it.
But I don't know. I felt like if it was maybe an R-rated feature, I felt like it could have dove a little deeper into that, because otherwise it feels like some of the death scenes are pretty cool, but they take away from like other movies that have done it better.
All right. So
did you like Life?
Yeah, I was really surprised.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I heard that there were you can make equivalents to Life with this Cloverfield film. Is that true?
Oh yeah, Life's a movie. This is a movie.
Oh, I got it.
Life's a game,
poor man. They got it. They say there is kind of an equivalence in the, as far as story. I guess, is that right? Or
story,
no?
Characters, like again, it's all like it all feels like the same. It's just that some movies have done it better than the Paradox. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to watch this now, man. I'm real bummed.
Yeah, what? just save it. Just go
it's
rewatch
on Netflix.
Life.
You're not necessarily paying a $10.
That's
to
true.
It?
That's true. That's true.
He doesn't pay monthly account.
That's right. First time Jaren's on the show, he bums me out, man.
Yeah. Well, it was nice meeting you, Jaren. Come back next week.
Come back next
week. The new cast.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, other than that, I do, before we get out of here, because we've only got a few minutes left, I do want to talk about, really quickly, with A-Ron. We have been meaning to talk about this for quite some time. We are
X-Files?
Yes.
Oh.
Meaning to talk about this for a while. You want to bring us up to speed on what's happening in the universe of the X-Files universe?
Are they still discovering stuff?
That's no.
The show, people.
Well, Todd's one episode ahead from me. I'm on three, he's on four.
This was like, number four was like Jose Chung's From Outer Space.
Okay.
And,
What?
They did an episode called Jose Chung's From Outer Space.
Classic
Jose
X-Files
Chung's.
Episode.
Yeah, and Jose Chung was an author, and, he wrote a book about aliens, and it was based on the investigation of Mulder and Scully. And Mulder and Scully,
Jose Chung.
Yeah, and they
was
both
it
got
in Spanish or Chinese.
It took
yeah,
place.
Exactly.
It took place in Mexico, I think, didn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway,
probably. I mean, half of them do.
Yeah.
So he interviews them separately, and it's this really great. You get to see the deviation between the skeptic and the believer, and it's a really great episode. And so I think this new episode, episode four, kind of reminded me of that. It's definitely told through a variety of perspectives, and each one is sort of parroting the next. Like it's a and you know, Mulder's a believer; he believes in this conspiracy, but he's like, it's just at this point. With the way that the U.S. is and the way that the government's being run right now, that it's just, it's almost impossible to even believe in conspiracies, because the type of stuff that's on the news is just as outrageous as aliens from outer space. So, so
thanks
it's really
for that insight, A-Ron.
Well, he is ahead of me, so.
Well, I thought he was introducing, giving me the.
So,
sorry.
So wait, no. What I do want to know, though, is I mean, for both of you, because you guys are keeping up.
I love
with it. Is this going to be another one of those really short runs for X Files again, or is this going to be like a 13?
Like a six?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Six,
is it six?
And then this is Gillian Anderson's last.
Right.
She's done. So if
are they
going
to replace her? With like a clone?
So. I hope not.
With an alien clone?
No, never. Cool. Not with Gillian Anderson. No.
I mean, if it's her last, then they're pretty much going out with a bang, honestly.
They would have to. And I hope Chris Carter does right by the characters.
They'll do like a two-episode arc, and they'll replace her with a robot.
The first
clone.
Episode is this huge plot twist that people were super pissed about.
That's what I heard. Is it spoiler worthy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, most people already know about it. Yeah, because it's in episode one.
Really?
Okay. It was a pretty big thing.
Really? All right.
I was pretty shocked. And then episode two opens with a really cool shootout. And Gillian Anderson's like sliding under the table like John Woo style. And
nice.
And it was very Black Mirror, second episode.
Interesting. Everybody seems to like that new Black Mirror vibe. So, I mean, it's a pretty cool series, by the way.
Well, it was something that like X-Files could have done if they had a Black Mirror when they were doing the television show. Mm. But it ended just before.
Yeah, you're such an idiot. Anyway,
Jose
listen.
Chang's.
We have got to get out of this podcast. We'll stay with you guys on Facebook and try to figure out what the frick is wrong with the feed. Anyway, we do have to get
There's
out of this
wrong
podcast
with the feed now.
Well, no, I think it still is far away because we need this.
We should restart the podcast.
Yeah, we'll restart it. We'll talk a little bit more for Facebook Live. But podcasters that are listening, you guys, if you guys want to hear more, you guys can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audioboom, and on Stitcher. You guys can follow us on Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation, and follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. And, of course, you guys can check us out on our Patreon at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. So coming up in about a couple weeks, or no, next week. Next week is the premiere of Black Panther, which we will be a part of over at the Queen Con, at the Regal Mime Omegaplex in Maui Mall. That's where we'll be.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I screwed
that
up.
Wait.
Royally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mixed them up.
I did.
That's wow.
Shut up, Todd.
Hey, what's all right. Really?
Well, no. I'm from Kalamanu Theater.
There you go. That's
probably
so we're on. So is Jared.
Directed by the Coogler.
it's directed by the Ryan Coogler. It's happening Black Panther next week, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. You are not going to want to miss it.
Sounds like Cougar.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The Nerd Watch is going to be there, and we're going to have some
Panthers.
Stuff to give away, which you're not going to want to miss out on. So until next week, Tuesday. For Todd, for Alika, for Night Darling,
for the rest of us,
for Format, for Kai, for Todd, for Jaren. Jaren, you can check him out on Instagram. Where can we find you, Jaren?
On Instagram, Jaren's you just said.
Jaren's Movie Reviews.
Jaren's Movie Reviews, check
hashtag.
Him out. Hashtag Jaren's Movie Reviews. Aaron, where can we find you?
Hashtag boobies, yeah.
Hey. My movie Instagram. Now this is entertainment or personal Facebook.
Fantastic. So check them out there.
Remember, that's Aaron. Mm-hmm. That's a single A.
And if you ever want to see Todd in person, 115 South Waukea Avenue, he trolls here all the time. So until next week.
I love those Bryan Singer.
We're saying to you guys,
movies.
Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you right back here next week. Only on the Nerd Watch.
Deuces.
Deuces, you know?
Aloha.
Aloha.
It's so vain.